Scant moments after entering the temple's halls of healing, he was ushered to meet with Master Vokara Che in her private chamber.
"Master Yoda,"
the revered Twi'lek said, smiling gently with cool, watchful eyes.
"It's a great relief to see you unharmed. I understand you dueled with Dooku. It has been a long time since you drew your lightsaber in battle."
He gave her a small, one-shouldered shrug. He was sore and weary, but those things would pass.
"Unhurt am I, Vokara Che. Worry you need not. Of our wounded Jedi, tell me, how do they fare?"
Most were healed or healing. Anakin was the worst affected, but he was resting comfortably enough, all things considered. He remained in a deep healing trance to counteract the shock of his injury while the final adjustments were made to his prosthetic arm. Tragically, the lightsaber damage inflicted upon his severed forearm made reattachment of the limb impossible.
"But I anticipate he'll make a full recovery,"
Vokara Che concluded.
"Although doubtless he'll struggle a little at first."
"A prosthetic arm,"
Yoda pondered. He felt his spirits sink, although he'd been expecting the news. A Jedi's connection with the Force flowed through the midichlorians in his blood. The loss of a limb had been known to affect a Jedi's powers. True, Anakin Skywalker possessed more midichlorians than any Jedi in history, but even so...
"See him now, I will,"
he said heavily.
"And Obi-Wan also."
Vokara Che frowned, her headtails gently twitching.
"Yes, of course, Master Yoda, about Obi-Wan."
"Tell me you need not, Vokara Che. Himself he blames for Skywalker's hurt."
They'd both known Obi-Wan from infancy. Expression rueful, she nodded.
"Should we expect anything less from him?"
They should not, Yoda thought. No Jedi could have undertaken the daunting task of training Anakin Skywalker more seriously than had Obi-Wan Kenobi. Burdened by his promise to a dying man, by the knowledge that he trained a child of prophecy, by the ongoing fear that he would make a mistake, let Qui-Gon down, not a day passed when Obi-Wan did not find a way to make Anakin's faults and failures his own. Sighing, Yoda slid down from his chair.
"Counsel, Obi-Wan, I will."
Vokara Che smiled, relieved, and stood.
"Good."
Then the smile faded.
"First, however,"
she cleared her throat.
"I'm not sure if you are aware of this, but Senator Amidala accompanied Obi-Wan and his apprentice here. We treated her, of course, but not before there was a certain unpleasantness. She was very concerned about Anakin, insisted on seeing him. Heated words were exchanged when I refused. There might be an official complaint. I am sorry."
Yoda felt his embattled spirit sink farther. Senator Amidala. Another problem, another mystery, another piece of the puzzle that was Anakin Skywalker. With an effort, he wrenched himself free of worry.
"Concerned you need not be, Vokara Che. Now, to see young Skywalker, please take me. Then I will speak with Master Kenobi,